Namaste, my name is Louis Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Asia's rise, economy triumph, and middle class expansion. So the West looking downwards, the Asian looking upwards, because everything is getting so fast better. So explosive growth. Asian middle class has surged from 1.9 billion in 2009 to 3.2 billion by 2016. And the opposite is true for the West. This projection of 3.5 billion by 2030, two-thirds of the global middle class, okay, China alone accounts for 37 of this demographic, reshaping global consumption pattern in luxury, tech, and infrastructure. See the infrastructure in Asia, for instance, in China or Singapore, and look how lousy the infrastructure is in Europe or especially in the USA. It's disgusting, the infrastructure in the USA. Poverty reduction, but USA has all the time enough money for war. Ne? Poverty reduction, extreme poverty has plummeted from 75% in 1950 to 10% today, driven by Asia's economic reforms and digitalization. Countries like India and China, once among the poorest, now boast modern infrastructure. Okay, see subways, airports, rivaling the West. Okay. See the airports in the USA. Regional disparities. While Southeast Asia faces near-term economy slowdowns, Indonesian growth dipped to 4.87% in quarter 2025 due to trade tension, long-term potential remains strong. Counterpoint, Asia's growth is uneven. The IMF notes vulnerabilities like trade wars, capital flow, volatility, and wealth gaps persist despite middle-class gains. Second, the West decline, economic stagnation, and moral erosion. Shrinking middle class. Western middle class growth stagnates, project to drop from 17% to 13% of the global share by 2030. While CEOs pay skyrockets, 150 times higher than 40 years ago. The CEOs make 150 times more money than 40 years ago. Think on Boeing. So the guy was totally corrupt, their last president, got fired, and got, when he fired, 200 million extra. Okay. And a normal guy would go in the jail. Oh. They put up their wages by themselves, and wage stagnation persists. USA minimum wage stuck at 7 to 50. $7.50, and didn't went up for the last 15 years. Geopolitical hypocrisy. The best moral authority erodes due to selective human rights, condemning Russian actions, with supporting Israel strikes on Iran nuclear facilities, risking regional contamination, but UN double standard, vetoing accountability for aliens, US shielding Israel by decrying Russian vetoes. There was a reason for the Ukraine war, because even Trump is saying this. It is a proxy war against the USA. Nothing more. Domestic crisis, homelessness, in the US, in New York City, 327,000. So my friend was there, and he said he's from Nepal. He never have seen so many beggars everywhere than in the USA. A guy, he was coming from one of the poorest countries in the world. When it's not the poorest countries, I don't know. Inflation and crumbling infrastructure contrast with Asian advancement. Search context, the term vestlessness captures this decline, citing the West's loss of moral credibility and failure to uphold its professional values. Then comes war and karma, declining war deaths. While historical conflicts, Vietnam, Iraq, caused massive casualties, modern warfare fatalities have decreased. However, NATO's invention, Libya, Syria, and proxy wars, Ukraine perpetuate instability. Iran-Israel tension. Israel strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. Risk radiological disaster, especially at Bushehr reactor, threatening Gulf water supplies, and so on. Critics argue such exemplify Western alignment militarism. And Trump said, clapped. And he didn't want war. No? Key irony, the best economy struggles. Tariffs hurting consumers. Coincide with his militaristic expenditures. What said Jack Ma? The USA had spent in the last 30 years, or 20, 30 years, $8 trillion for wars, for proxy wars. And you see the infrastructure in the USA? Okay. Could they not invest this money better? Are these the best or worst times? Best unprecedented poverty reduction technology. Technology leaps and Asia rise suggests progress. China middle class now drives global markets. So I live in Asia for 30 years. Worst, Western pessimism stems from economy inequality, tax breaks for the wealthy. For instance, Warren Buffett pays only 13%. 13%! 13%. Austerity for the working class and the normal worker pay much higher tax. Okay. Think over, no? Moral bankruptcy. Gaza, Ukraine, and Iran expose Western hypocrisy, fooling global south and disillusionment. Synthesis. The answer depends on geography and class. For Asian middle class, this may be the best era for Western workers facing stagnation and geopolitical blowback. It feels like decline. Conclusion, a divided world. But these Western workers have chosen the wrong leaders, okay? Every country deserves the politician that it gets because they got chosen or voted from the people there. Your argument highlights Asian essence through economic pragmatism contrasts with Western self-sabotage via inequality and militarism. Yet challenges like trade wars, nuclear risks remind us that progress is fragile. As the West grapples with restlessness, its future hinges on addressing internal inequalities or facing further decline. Meanwhile, Asia must ensure grounds benefit all, not just the rising middle class. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.